Hey, Hannah, this is Randall. He's not on yet.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I hope everyone is well.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And we're ready to take over the control of the month of ER. Rosh Chodesh ER. Is on the evening of April 25th until the sunset of April 27th. The actions you do on the second day of Nisan, which is today, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Iyar in the year 5777. The day the action should be made is the second day of Nisan, as I said, which is today, March 29th, and started last night, March 28th. If you are looking for the handout, the easiest way to get it is a local search. For a note, Rosh Chodesh, E-R, I-Y-A-R, and then Nisan, N-I-S-S-A-N. And the first action that we will do is to take a look and meditate and the tetragrammaton permutation, and also the permutation of the name Echie. So please join me, because the permutation for ER is Yud, He, He, Vav, Aleph, He, He, Yud. Yo, hey, hey, wa, ah, hey, hey, yo. 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 The next thing is we will do the Anabakoach, stopping at the fifth verse. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach. Gedolah v'yamincha tatir serura alef bet gimel yotach tzadi kabel rinat amcha sadvenu taharenu no Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kiva Vachamrim. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkacha, Tamid Gamrim. Betov Reish, Tzaditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na'er Adatecha, Et Kufbet, Tet Dunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar. The Vav, that creates the planet Venus, the planet Noga, and the Pei that creates the constellation of the Spore, which is the bull. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, and that's the same gematria as the name Elohim, the same gematria of the as the Hebrew word for nature, Hateva. All of these gematria connections are teaching us that the month of Iyar is a month in the frame of judgment. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochrei kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu Yodea ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. And the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach, we say in a whisper. Now the next thing we're going to do is make the connections as much as we know. They come from the Sefer Yetzirah, but it's really a frame of creating unity to understand all of these different connections. The name Iyar is the second of the 12 months of the Jewish calendar. And in the Bible, the name of Iyar, the month of Iyar, is not called Iyar. It is called the month of Ziv, meaning radiance. And the name Iyar is also cognate, sounds like the word for light, the Hebrew word for light, which is Or. Iyar, Or, very similar sounding. And the month of Iyar has the energy of natural healing, because its name is an acronym for the words Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God, your healer. The tribe that is connected to the month of Iyar is Issachar. The sense is thought. And the controller is the right kidney. And we know the kidney is cleansing, because this is where the urine flows out of after it's been cleansed and separated from parts that need the components of our bloodstream that needs to be left within the kidney, needs to be left within the body. But the waste flows out. This is all about healing as you think about all of these things, because your thoughts create your healing. Your thoughts, you are where you think as much as you are where you eat. And now it will take me a little bit of time, just a minute or so, to organize the reading of the offering of the Nasi. And whose name is Nathaniel Ben Zohar. He is the Nasi, the prince of the tribe of Issachar. And we will start with two blessings. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvata B'Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. Speaking words of Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvata B'Tzivanu La'asok B'Torah. And may the study of Torah, the study of the Vokus, be brought into our souls so that we become living for us. Of the name Issachar, the meaning is there is reward. The word for Issachar is to give. Natan, there's three letters of Natanel, is a gift or to give. Another word that has the same gematria is and a pure sea, or a sea of purity. And this word comes from Proverbs. There's a phrase, Bamol uvracha lekol hamashpacha, hamishpacha, with good fortune and blessings to the entire family. And if you know a person by the name of Natan, this is a gift and a blessing to the family. The Shoresh is an interesting aspect, Shin Kaf Resh. It means reward, wages, salary, remuneration. It means a dam. To become intoxicated and to hire. Another shoresh is kaf resh, meaning a messenger, a battering ram, a fattened sheep, pasture or meadow, a cushion or a pillow. And the energy verses. There are 31 verses, which is an indication of a connection to the name of God, El, Aleph Lamed, same gematria. And I'm just going to read the first of the 31, which is Genesis chapter 49, verse 17. Yehi danachash ali darech shapipan al erech hanashan akvi sos vayafol rakaru achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider falls backward. Now, many people would say, what does this have to do with Issachar? But the energy of this verse is connected to Nathanael. And to Issachar. Now the name Nathanael means a gift from God, as I mentioned. And the blessing, it's God's gift to him will be to find ever better days in the future. And isn't that a wonderful blessing? And may we all say amen. A word that connects to Nathanael is you will find. It doesn't say you will search, but you will find. A phrase, le'atid tov, for a good future. And the shoresh, to give, to put, to make, to allow, to enable, to be issued, to be made possible. Nathanael. Essentially is saying, no limitations. And an energy verse for Nathanael. There are only four verses that have the same energy as Nathanael. Nafshi oticha belaila afruchi beker karavi ishtarech ishcharech ki kaasher mishpatecha le'eret tzedek lamdu yoshvei tevel. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me have I sought thee earnestly. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. And on the name Tzuar, the meaning is that of a cadet, a student, a shepherd assistant. To be small, to be scanty. To be small means to be humble. Isn't that a wonderful gift? word. For Tsoar is the debt, a word from Ezekiel. Hanashia. The Shoresh is that of command, Tzav. And we know that's a idol worshipping, but it's a vaccine against idol worshipping in this name. And another Shoresh, Ayin Resh, awake, alert, vigilance, enemy, laurel. The name of Yehuda ben Jacob's firstborn, who died from spilling seed instead of coupling with Tamar. And then actually became the part of the line leading to Mashiach, to King David. And our next action is to take a look at the consciousness in the matrix of why did Netanel ben Tsoar make the donations that he made. In all of the items, he had the consciousness of being a king. But Judah is the king of the tribe, the children of Israel, so what kind of a king is Issachar? He is considered the king of the Torah. And this was due to their study of the timing of the new moon, this complicated aspect, the interviewing of the witnesses, and many other connections. He spent his time in the tents studying the Torah. Yes, he also raised crops. He also provided for himself. But when in need, his brother Zebulun assisted him. He gave a silver bowl. A bowl is a symbol of the Torah due to the bowl being used to prepare the showbread. The silver bowl is 130 shekels. Netanel ben Tsoar had the consciousness to give a silver bowl by the tribe of Issachar, consisting of 26 generations from Adam to Moshe, plus the 24 books of Torah, plus two mems, representing the first word in the Mishnah and the last letter of the Mishnah, totaling in Gematria 130. He brought a basin of 70 shekels. Wine is drunk from a basin. Wine is Torah, a metaphor for Torah. Or maybe it's actually a metaphor for wisdom, which is Torah. Why 70 shekels? Because there are 70 ways to understand the Torah. And the overall meaning of the bowl and basin, the Midrash did not give us a connection, a consciousness for that. The gold ladle of 10 shekels. The ladle represents the two tablets of the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. The meaning of the 10 shekels is the 10 utterances. He brought one young bull for an oleh, a burnt offering. That relates to the Kohanim, the priests. He brought a ram as an oleh, a burnt offering. And this relates to the Levites who sang joyfully in the temple and in the Mishkan. He brought one sheep in the first year as an oleh. And this relates to the Israelites who accepted the Torah at Sinai. Each one accepted it individually. He brought one male goat as a sin offering. This represents the converts who would come to study the Torah and then convert to becoming a child of Israel. He brought as a peace offering 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep, all in their first year. The 2 cattle equal the 2 laws, the scripture and the Mishnah, which bring peace in 2 places, high and low. The 5 rams, the 5 goats, and the 5 sheep, total 15, refers to the 3 verses, each made of 5 words, that refer to Torah. This is Psalms chapter 19, verses 8, 9, and 10. And one other comment about the consciousness. For the tribe of Issachar, the Nasi was mentioned prior to the tribe as an explanation of Issachar being king of the Torah. And now I'm going to read, well, no, I'm not going to read it, but that's okay. Before we end reading the Yehid Ratzon, I'm going to mention to everyone that during Nisan, and I forgot to mention this during the Rosh Chodesh connection, Nisan is a new year. We don't call it the new year, but it is a new year. And so we have a new opportunity to do a mitzvah that we can do once a year, only once a year, and that's to bless the fruit trees. Notice the plural in the word trees. When you first see 2 fruit trees, a pear, at a minimum, who are in bloom, there is a blessing to be said. This is one of the mitzvot. The blessing can be found on a Google search looking for the blessing over the fruit trees. There are a number of websites that have it. You can do a local search for blessing over the trees on Yeshem website. But our page is not yet complete. I just didn't have enough time to complete it. But you can see the blessing on that page. So if you don't have access to a fruit tree in your area, many people run to their local arboretum to see the fruit trees in bloom. But remember, you always need one. Excuse me, you always need more than one, which is at least 2 fruit trees, to see the pear. And why? Because that represents male and female. And now to read the Yehi Ratzon, and I'm reading it in the English translation. May it be your will, Hashem, Yo-Hei-Hei-Wa, our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah, the order of the offering of Nataniel Ben Soar, of the tribe of Issachar. His offering, which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar, and may it be considered upon us as if we had comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names, which come from the initial letters and the final letters from the Holy Scripture, as it is stated, may we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all the holy sparks and all the holy lights, which are included in the holiness of this tribe, and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah and fear, you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, and we and our children and our children's children's lives, referring to our reincarnations. And just as in this month you redeemed your nation, the tribes of your inheritance from the iron furnace from Egypt, and you recalled with love the beginning for the name and the beauty to the names of the ancestors' tribes, for the miracles, the deliverance, the mighty feats, the acts of rescue that you have performed for them. So too, Hashem, Yo-Heh-Heh-Wah, our God and God of our fathers, your flock in mercy, consider and remember for us the original love of the tribe of God, the tribes of God, in this exile which has befallen the tribe of Issachar, in pressure and pain. And just as they give thanks to Hashem for his kindness during the exile from Egypt, in the merit of Yehuda, so too do we thank you, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, for the redemption and for the saving of our souls, in the merit of Yehuda, king of our brethren. For the scepter will not depart from Yehuda, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. His descendants will be eternal, and his throne like the sun be before you, O king, in his beauty. And may our eyes witness and our hearts rejoice. May you rule, O Hashem, our God, speedily over all your creations, upon Mount Zion, the dwelling place of your glory, and in Jerusalem, the city of your temple. As it is written in your holy words, Hashem shall reign forever, our God, for each and every generation of Zion. Praise God. And it was said, for dominion is Hashem's, and he rules over the nations. And deliverers shall ascend Mount Zion to mete out the justice on those of Mount Esav. And then the kingdom will be Hashem's. Hashem will then be king over the entire world. On that day, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem. Kabel ushma tzarakeinu yawaida ta'alumot, my rock and my redeemer, accept shavayatnu. Accept our cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen. Does anyone have any questions?
Hanukkah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
The blessing for the trees, is it not the same as the blessing for the trees for Tu B'Shvat?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it is the same. It is the same ritual.
Okay.
But you won't do it on Tu B'Shvat if you do it in Nisan. Since I hadn't mentioned it in the previous Nisan, I put it in the Tu B'Shvat handout for this year. But if you say it in Nisan, you don't need to say it in Tu B'Shvat. It's a blessing that is said once a year.
Thank you.
And as we are taught by our sages, we are to run to do a mitzvah. So to say it in Nisan is considered better than to say it in for Tu B'Shvat. Are there any other questions? Have a beautiful day and join us tonight at 4:30 West Coast time for a mini Zohar class on the subject of relationships, males and females. And at 7 o'clock for questions and answers. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we'll take control of the Book of Sivan. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.